We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Atlanta's Star 94.1, Jen and friends. And with Halloween just a couple of days away, Mark's neighbors are not letting up. He hung up Halloween decorations that are really scary. Last week, he got a letter in his mailbox asking him to tone those down. So we discussed it quite at length here, got lots of opinions. And I will say the majority of our friends say leave them up.
Right. A couple people found him a little offensive. You know, there's one that pretty much said, I think it kind of looks a little sacrilegious.
And then this weekend, what happened?
So Saturday, no, actually it was yesterday, I get a call from Gretchen, my wife, and she's freaking out a little bit. She said, there is another letter in your mailbox, our mailbox. I said, all right, I'm coming home, let's read it. So again, just like the first letter, envelope, handwritten on the front, it just says Owens. So
there's same as the first one.
It wasn't mailed, it was put in my mailbox and typed. The letter was typed, no signature at the bottom of it, and it says, Mr. Owens, it's come to the attention of your neighbors that your Halloween decorations are a source of contention. While I'm not the author of the original letter, there are many of us who have concerns.
Oh,
we've done some research and found that.
That's the part to me right there, because Mark read this to us earlier. Many of us.
Mm-hmm. Who
like
are you?
Circling the wagons around you.
Makes my blood boil.
It continues. We've done some research and found that your behavior could show signs of anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder, among other more serious health concerns. As your new neighborhood family, because I've only been there for about a month now, as your new neighborhood family, we feel it's our responsibility to lead you down the right path. It's our responsibility. Okay, sorry. As such, we put together a list of services that can help, including New Directions Counseling Center, NetworkTherapy.com, or maybe reaching out to your church counselors or pastor. We hope you find these resources helpful. Please receive this in the way it is intended, with love and compassion. We have discussed the possibility of a kindness circle around your home. If you would be open to it, please remove the offensive red skeletons. We will read this as a sign of your willingness to join our close-knit community. Be blessed. Your neighbors.
That is a cult. Leave them folks alone and add more stuff to your yard. You know what I would do, Mark? I would have a big screen in my yard playing Thriller 24/7. My entire yard would be a huge graveyard with skeleton bones and everything else I could put in my yard. And you know what else I would have? These letters pinned up on a tree in my yard.
Just blow them up into poster board
signs.
Because now, then their blood would boil. But you know what? I could sit back and smile about it.
So how does the whole thing make you feel?
When I got the letter last week, again, I'm new to the neighborhood. It's kind of old school Smyrna. I thought, you know, maybe I've upset an old Betty. Maybe I've upset somebody. Maybe there is a family member that finds the red skeletons a little offensive. But to get this second letter with no name attached, no signature attached, now I'm getting mad. Now I'm getting frustrated and annoyed. And if that's your goal, is to upset me, it's working. However, it hasn't pushed me to the point of wanting to pull the decorations down. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I doubled down. I put up more decorations. And you can see them on our Instagram page. Go follow Jen and Friends.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, and people are using it. From the 470, Mark, take them down. ... after Christmas. From the 404, he should put a letter on his mailbox saying, quote, for all my neighbors, if you'd like to have an adult conversation, you can call me at etc. I have researched the matter, and you are all displaying extreme passive-aggressive tendencies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're also being extremely insensitive to others with actual mental health issues by trying to diagnose me without any contact with me. Touch my mailbox again, and I will regard it as a federal offense.
Thank you.
I'm going to get off my lawn on these people.
From the 678, they can't leave letters in a mailbox. It's illegal.
A lot of people.
And sending them repeat letters is borderline harassment and threatening.
Yeah. And people asking, do we have the Ring door? We do have the Ring, but it doesn't. You can't see the mailbox from the Ring.
You need to move that thing. You need to buy more cameras.
I am now.
Are you going to put up more?
I think I should now. We've got a week till Halloween. There's no telling how many more letters they're going to write. So here's what I did over the weekend, because apparently it's upsetting people. I went out into the streets of my beautiful neighborhood and asked the people what they thought.
Which people?
The kids.
Oh, perfect.
Because apparently if these are so offensive to the kids and scaring the little children of old school Smyrna, I want to talk to them and get their opinion.
Awesome. I want to hear that. Can we listen to it?
Yes, we can.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll get them ready for you and play those here in 3 minutes. Star 94.1. If your Halloween decorations are scaring the kids and your neighbors want you to pull them down, who do you go find out about what to do? Who do you talk to? You talk to the kids, right, Mark?
So I got another letter in my mailbox basically saying, we've done some research and found your behavior could show signs of anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress, among other serious health concerns. So my Halloween decorations scaring the neighborhood enough for me to get two letters. So what did I do? I went out into the neighborhood and talked to first and foremost, because who is it scaring? The kids? I talked to the kids.
No.
Why not?
Well, the blood looks way too fake, more like spray paint, and you can tell that it's plastic, and it just looks fake.
So it doesn't scare you?
Not at all.
And how old are you?
10.
Do you think that they are too scary?
Kind of, yes, because they look like they're draped in blood.
You've seen my red skeletons. Yes. Do you think that they're too scary?
No, they're not too scary.
Why not?
Because they're funny.
That laugh is creepy.
Funny.
The scariest part of that is they're... Hey, you want some candy?
So only one kid that you talked to said that they were too scary.
Yeah, one said
okay.
It was too scary.
One
so then
out
I thought,
neighborhood.
You know, I need to talk to the woman that has raised me to be the awesome, mature adult that I am right now. I had a chance to see my mom this weekend, and she was at the house, and she saw the red skeleton, so I wanted to know, Mom, what do you think?
Now, your mom's a Southern lady, right?
Born and raised in Smyrna as well.
Because everybody's saying you're in the Bible Belt.
We
and
are.
So ain't nobody more Southern
Claudia,
than Mrs.
Man.
Owens.
Claudia gets mad at me. I will say the word, I'm 41 years old, and I will say the word sucks on air, and I will get a phone call. Mark, you know what? You got kids from church listening right now. You need to watch your language on the radio. So, Mom, what do you think about the decorations?
Yes. I cannot believe that my granddaughter Caroline has to have this in front of her yard every day. It is unacceptable. I'm so disappointed.
Wow.
Oh, that'll make you take them down.
Mom.
Mom's disappointed in
you. Mom did the, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Now, which one was she looking at? The red one?
The red one.
That's like nailed to the flower box as if it's a skeleton nailed to the cross.
It is not. And finally, Jen Hobby.
Yes.
With that point right there.
Uh-huh.
You have said many times, but the skeleton, which you can see these pictures on our Jennifer's Instagram page, you said that the red one looks a little sacrilegious.
That was the one I thought that probably ticked off your neighbors the most.
So I went to church, talked to Derek Porter, our senior pastor. As a man of the cloth, what do you think? Are they too scary?
I didn't find it to be scary. No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, if my boys were probably 5, 6, 7 years old, they would have wanted to hang out in that yard and look at it and laugh about it. They would have thought it was great.
As a man of faith, everybody says that the red skeleton looks a little sacrilegious. What say you?
I would say it's not sacrilegious. It's obviously not a cross. It's just trying to be funny and scary and Halloween filled with the spirit. So I would say it comes nowhere near passing the muster to be sacrilegious.
Do my Halloween decorations get your blessing?
I would say keep going with the Halloween, and if they keep sending you anonymous letters, double down and let me know, and I'll come hang some with you.
When the Reverend says he wants to hang up more, that means I'm doing something right. So the Reverend doesn't think they're scary. So that means something is off about these letters.
That is the word right there. That is the word. All right, our listeners are texting in. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. From the 404 says, I find their letters demeaning and passive-aggressive, and OMG, you only have a few more days left of them. Deal with it, people. I would triple down. Others say, leave it up until Christmas. And this last one from the 404 says, put a huge middle finger in the yard. Well, you know what? If the pastor says it's all right, then I think it's got to be all right.
Yes, sir. You knew I could put up with it for 3 more days.
You know?
Well, I'm sorry if I've offended you, but get out of my mailbox. Stop sending me letters.
Oh my gosh.
It's upsetting people, and you can see all these pictures, and even the double down ones that I put up, we put them on our Jennifer's Instagram page.
Okay, got to go check them out, see what you think. And are you adding any more?
You know what? All the Halloween stuff's on sale right now. I might stop by Party City on the way home. Why not?
Everything they have left.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.